Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
Damn it, you have to be smarter than that.
Pretty smart, huh?
Pretty smart. By the way, my
name is Smarty Pants. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. All this week, we're helping people get smarter about their musical blind spots. Don't forget, you can tell us the musical topics you want to be smarter about at soundcheck.org. But meanwhile, joining me in the studio to tell us what he wants to be smarter about is Mario Correa, host of SiriusXM's Entertainment Weekly Radio, and a kind of regular guest on Soundcheck. Hi, Mario.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I didn't realize you were so ignorant about certain aspects of music, or maybe you wouldn't be such a regular here. No, I'm kidding. You wrote to us in an email that Jay-Z is your blind spot. Uh-huh. I'm going to quote you here.
Okay, uh-oh.
He's married to Beyonce, and he did Empire State of Mind, a song I love. There, you have the entirety of my Jay-Z knowledge. Oh, wait. He's one of the owners of the Barclays Center, that too. You're already wrong, Mario.
Oh, really? I'm right on the Beyonce part. I know that.
All right. Well, now, to help Mario out today here in the Soundcheck studio, we're welcoming Brian B. Miller, content director at the website rapradar.com. Brian,
yes.
Can you help Mario?
I think I can.
All right. First of all, no Barclays Center, right?
No Barclays anymore. He forfeited that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm already wrong.
So, Mario, why do you want to know more about Jay-Z?
You know, I recognize that he's really important in the culture. And the funny thing is, there are so many acts and artists that you sort of absorb a little bit through pop culture without really knowing anything about them. I think of it sort of like The Sopranos, you know? I think I've seen like 3 episodes of The Sopranos, never bothered to actually watch all the seasons. But I talk about it like, oh, yeah, The Sopranos. And so I said, stop. I need to understand Jay-Z.
All right. So, Brian, Mario mentioned Empire State of Mind,
yeah.
And you came up with a list of kind of essential Jay-Z tracks, and that was on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Empire State of Mind was actually my third go-to track in reference to Jay-Z. It's like that record in particular, I believe, is the record that everyone is familiar with. That's
right.
Kind of – Jay-Z has always been a household name, but now he's iconic with that song. That song made him a staple.
All right, so we can get to that later, but
right.
At least it shows that Mario is on the right
track. He's somewhere.
Okay. But, you know, as Mario says, lots of people who don't know his music
right.
know him as a kind of cultural figure.
Right.
Married to Beyonce,
yes.
At least for the moment. You know, part owner for a while of the
right.
Brooklyn Nets, et cetera. So he's much bigger than, yeah. That.
I've already learned something.
You've learned something already. So let's start at the beginning. Give us the Reader's Digest condensed bio of Jay-Z.
I'll give you the cliff notes. Jay-Z, born Sean Carter, December 4th in Brooklyn, New York. He is 12 albums deep, I believe, right now. He just scored his first number one hit about 4 years ago with Empire State of Mind. Founder of Rockefeller Records, signed Kanye West, string of artists, Memphis Bleek, Beanie Siegel, Rihanna. He was a former president of Def Jam Records, and he formed his own record label, Roc Nation, in 2009, 2010.
So, you know, the famous line, I'm not a businessman, I'm
a businessman,
comma, man. Very, very true.
Yes,
for this
absolutely.
Guy. Now, the first of your essential tracks is this one called Where I'm from the 1997 album In My Lifetime, Volume 1. Where is he from?
Where is he from? Jay-Z's from Marcy Projects, Flushing Avenue to be exact.
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy.
Just down the street from me, ironically. Yeah, no, literally, like half a mile from where I live. So this is particularly embarrassing.
Right.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the song.
Sure,
again, it's part of our week-long series, How to Be Smarter About, and we're helping Mario Correa become smarter about this artist, Jay-Z. If you ain't living, I'm from with pull your car and argue all day about who's the best MCs, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas, where the drug czars evolve and doves are at odds, at each other's throats for the love of foreign cars, the catch cases, hoping to judge R&Rs, but most times find themselves locked up behind bars. I'm from where they ball and breathe rhyme stars. I'm from Marcy, son. Just thought I'd remind y'all. Cough up a lung where I'm from. Marcy, son. Jay-Z, Where I'm From. from the 1997 album In My Lifetime, Volume 1. And soundcheck guest Mario Correa asking to get a little smarter about Jay-Z, and Brian B. Miller, the content director at RapRadar.com, is helping to fill in some of those musical gaps. So how does he go from, I mean, he talks about, you know, talking about who's the greatest MC.
Right.
How does he go from being a kid from the projects to the guy that many people do consider to be the greatest MC?
Well, it kind of happened after around the death of Biggie Smalls. When Biggie died, Jay-Z was on the rise. He had a song called Ain't No, and it was really popular at the time. And then when Biggie's demise, Jay kind of just filled that void and ran with it and became this cultural phenomenon. I mean, Jay-Z, he's a product of he's a person that actually didn't pop off automatically. When his first album, Reasonable Doubt, came out, it really didn't do too well. And then his second album, In My Lifetime, Volume 1, it kind of did okay, but it was still, the verdict was out. And then when he came with Hard Knock Life, his third album, that's what really ascended him into this guy that we know right now.
Down in a 10x4, controlling our house. We live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we ball blocks. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. I'd rather that. I float for chicks. They ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers, that's born the clock. No one will be on top, whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot.
You know that song. Because of Annie, basically.
Annie.
Why? Because of why?
Annie.
Exactly.
But I recognize it.
So the idea that, you know, that he could pull things from the wider culture,
right,
you know, from Broadway,
right,
and make something out of it. He was already setting his sights.
Yeah, he was
beyond.
Already setting the tone. In that particular song, you know, Annie, no one was thinking about using Annie, but he heard the sample and was like, okay, he was so clairvoyant to use that, and it became a cultural hit.
Mm-hmm. So didn't he start by, like, selling records out of his car?
He talks about it a lot on his records. Him and his former partners, Dame Dash, they would go up and down the Eastern Seaboard selling CDs out the trunk of their Lexuses.
Well, you know, just because they say that in a song doesn't mean it's actually true, but, you know, there's also a lot of, in the early songs, talk about dealing drugs and stuff, and that was also true.
Yeah, he kind of parlayed. Jay-Z always had this business acumen, and, you know, he kind of parlayed his savvy and his street savviness into, you know, the music industry, and it paid off for him.
Yeah. Let's talk about another essential track, You Don't Know. This is from The Blueprint. This is the album that Jay-Z released. It's one of the
considered
albums
a classic.
One of the albums that has the misfortune to be released on September 11th, 2001. What's notable about this track?
Well, this record right here, You Don't Know, it's probably one of Jay-Z's biggest performance records, number one. And number two, it's so...
What does that mean, biggest performance record?
When he performs it, everyone goes crazy.
Okay.
But this record in particular, I believe it's like a declaration about Jay-Z's business acumen. He throws out these big numbers, millions, 8 million. And this is around the time when he was forming Rockaware. They were doing really well. They did maybe like $100 million in their first year. And
this is a line of clothing.
Yeah, Rockaway line of clothing that he formed. And this record right here was just like a declaration. Like, look, you know, look, I'm here. I'm selling clothing.
The song is called You Don't Know from Jay-Z.
You don't know what you're doing. Sure I do. I'm from the streets where the hood can swallow on me. Bullets will follow on me. There's so much that you can run the slalom, and cops comb this top to bottom. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home, where personalities clash and chrome meets chrome. Prices up and down like it's Wall Street home, but this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown brome. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that, but damn. This ain't a sewn outfit, Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do.
That is Jay-Z with You Don't Know from The Blueprint 2001 record. And we're finding out today on Soundcheck how to be smarter about Jay-Z at the behest of our frequent guest Mario Correa, who is a host on SiriusXM's Entertainment Weekly Radio. And Brian B. Miller, the content director at RapRadar.com, is filling us in on things. Mario, how you doing? You feeling like
good,
you're getting close to faking your way through a Jay-Z conversation?
Listen, I think this kid Jay-Z has a future.
Yeah, he's going to be somebody one day.
But now, how many different nicknames do we have to call this guy?
Because, oh, man.
You know, this whole...
That's one of my big questions. Yeah, and whether there's a hyphen between the J and the Z. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. There's Jay-Z. There's Jehovah, because he calls himself the God MC. Shorten that. Hove. Iceberg. William M. Holler. It's a lot of different names, but you could call him Jigga, man.
And what about the hyphen?
Oh, the hyphen, that's
the, just... The missing hyphen these
that's
days.
That's just the maturation. You know, when Jay-Z first started, he used to put umlauts over his name because I think it looked cool.
Like Haagen-Dazs.
Yes. Right.
And about as authentic, too.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And then afterwards, he got rid of that, and it was just Jay-Z with the hyphen. And now, you know, with the Magna Carta album that just recently was released last year, it's no hyphen. The hyphen's gone.
Okay. Nothing to be read into that?
Nothing into that.
No. So there's no truth to that rumor that he was that he took the name partly from the subway lines, like a J. And
that's
Z.
Like a urban legend.
Yeah,
sort
that's
of
the
thing.
Only I knew was the urban legend.
Because the J and Z subway lines are right next door to the building where he grew up. But
right.
It's also his mentor Jazzo. He kind of mentored Jay-Z into the game. So people, it's could go either way.
All right. if we're talking about Jay-Z. Is there one album
right. That
you have to talk about?
Oh, man. That's like asking what's your favorite kid. I would say The Blueprint. My personal one is Hard Knock Life Volume 2, but I guess to the masses, The Blueprint is, for significant purposes of, it was released on September 11th, a tragic day. A great album was, you know, produced. It's just a classic album. I think that everyone unanimously agrees on that. You know, it kind of cemented Jay-Z as the guy.
Right. So the song we just heard, You Don't Know, is from that record.
Absolutely.
A lot of people sort of came to know the Black Album.
Yes.
Through the completely illegal mashup. Mario, did you know about this? The Gray Album, where Danger Mouse blended the White Album by the Beatles with the Black Album by Jay-Z?
Yes, sort of.
That's one of those, yet another one of those examples of Jay-Z's music sort of penetrating into little corners of the culture that you might not expect.
Yeah.
What about the Black Album?
The Black Album it's also a classic album. It was released in 2003, and it was supposed to be Jay-Z's final album. Initially, his plans were to release it with no promo, no single, but obviously that didn't happen. That album is just, it's timeless. He has classic songs on there. He collaborated with Rick Rubin.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Just Blaze. What else can I, he also had a concert for it that took place at the Madison Square Garden. And he also shot a movie for it, Fade to Black. And
so if I can anticipate a very basic question that Mario and anyone else wanting to know more about Jay-Z might ask, it's like, so what makes his rhymes better than anyone else's?
I think Jay-Z, the beauty about Jay-Z is that his rhymes, his flow is very conversational. And Jay-Z's a really witty person. I always say that Jay-Z could teach English, high school English, if he wasn't a successful rapper. I think his tone, the way he delivers his metaphors and similes, it's real slick, it's real clever. And I believe that, you know, some of the things, like Jay-Z one time said, she saw my necklace, she started relaxing, and that's what the F I call a chain reaction. You know what I mean? Like, those sort of things, that cleverness, I think people would really gravitate to. And he's just one of the best, man.
Let's hear a public service announcement. That's the name of the track.
PSA.
From the Black Album.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, O, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Flyer than a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, Ho, O, not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors.
Public service announcement from Jay-Z's Black Album. You hear him referring to himself as Hove.
Hove. He already said, I'm flying in a piece of paper bearing my name.
So we're Brian B. Miller is content director at rapradar.com, and he is helping us get smarter about Jay-Z, which is something that Mario Correa asked us to do as part of our week-long soundcheck series called How to Be Smarter About... Mario, you got any other questions?
Yeah, I was wondering, Brian, if the whole union with Beyonce has taken the focus away from Jay-Z as a musician, because it seems like me and a lot of folks know him sort of as a cultural icon slash husband,
right,
as opposed to primarily as a musician. What do you think about that? Are you sort of, is it disappointing that he hooked up with Beyonce as a result? Or?
No, not necessarily. I think, you know, Jay-Z's a movement by himself. I think he was already a cultural figure, and Beyonce was a cultural figure in her right, but more so in a pop world. So now that, you know, they're aligned and, you know, created this union, I think everyone kind of knows about him now that weren't familiar like yourself to him, you know, his music. They just came off the All on the Run tour, you know, sold out all across the country. So, you know, it's just exposing him to a newer, broader audience. I think it's great.
Are there misconceptions about Jay-Z? Are there things?
Yeah, there's a lot, man. I think there's the rumor that he's down with the Illuminati and, you know, all this kind of nonsense.
Have you heard that one, Mario?
No, but oh, I'm really fascinated by it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'd open up a whole can of worms.
I know. Let's focus just on that now.
Like, what kind of this is the good stuff.
Yeah. They say that he's an Illuminati. This is like this taboo kind of thing that, you know, a successful black person can't be successful and black at the same time. There has to be some sort of trickery or some kind of cheat code to, you know, get ahead. But, you know, just from hard work, you know, you could persevere.
Mm-hmm. So there's no Dan Brown novel to be written about this. All right. His last album was Magna Carta Holy Grail,
yes,
which was released last year to decidedly mixed reviews. How do you think it holds up?
I just listened to that album a couple weeks ago, and I think it's still incredible. I think people kind of got lost in certain things. This is Jay-Z. People often say that they want artists to grow and evolve, and mm-hmm. Jay-Z has done that. He's not the guy hustling anymore. He's the guy that's into art. He's into different things. He's into exploring the world and, you know, translating that into his music. And I think he got a bad rap for some of the songs on there. But there's great records on there that cover a whole range of topics, from parenting to loyalty to relationships, and sometimes just a little braggadocious, just a little have fun.
Well, and that is the problem, or at least it's the potential pitfall when an artist does mature and evolve.
Right.
You leave some of your fans behind,
right,
because they haven't moved with you.
And he said in the past, if you want my old stuff, buy my old albums.
All right, guys. So Yankee Stadium, Yankees somehow managed to win a game. What song do you want to hear? Do you want to hear New York, New York by Frank Sinatra, or do you want to hear Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z?
Tough question.
Know, I'm a huge fan of Empire State of Mind. In fact, I moved to New York the year that that song was huge.
Wow.
And it really stuck with me, and I'm sure tons of other people, as such a New York anthem.
Right.
And that's what sort of prompted my curiosity. Like, I can't believe that I love that song as much as I do and have, like, no idea about Jay-Z behind the music.
Well, now you know a little bit about the man behind the music and the
I
mysterious
do.
International organization behind the man. Behind the music.
I'm totally researching that the second we get out of the studio.
Oh, no.
Illuminati. I'm after it.
Mario Correa is host of SiriusXM's Entertainment Weekly Radio, and Brian B. Miller is content director at rapradar.com.
Yes.
And now we're all much smarter about the life and career of Jay-Z. Guys, thanks so much for
Absolutely.
Being with us.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since
that does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.